Good Thursday morning. I'm Jake Sherman, and welcome to your Politico Playbook Flash Briefing, sponsored by the Better Medicare Alliance.
And I'm Anna Palmer. The buzz this morning is about Donald Trump and tax reform. When Trump says he's about to release a comprehensive tax reform plan, take it with a grain of salt. Top GOP sources tell us that he is working in concert with Capitol Hill, which won't even take a look at starting tax reform until the summer. He also says he's on the brink of releasing a replacement for Obamacare. We haven't seen that yet either.
The New York Times is reporting this morning that Steven Feinberg is going to lead a broad review of the intelligence agencies. Donald Trump needs a new labor secretary. Andy Puster's decision to step down came after Republicans abandoned him in the wake of a Politico story about his wife claiming spousal abuse 2 decades ago.
Speaking of the White House, The Washington Post's Roxanne Roberts goes in depth on how Trump's friends and donors are jockeying for ambassadorships. Top picks include Patrick Park, a Palm Beach philanthropist, private equity firm founder William Hegarty, and Brian Burns, another Palm Beach philanthropist. Meanwhile, a group of Trump's family members negotiating to buy the Marlins announced that they would not purchase the team if the owner, Jeffrey Loria, is named ambassador to France.
Some interesting intrigue. Former Nebraska Congressman Lee Terry was hanging out in the Speaker's lobby just off the House floor earlier this week. Terry had a chair pulled up next to the fire talking to Congressman Jeff Fortenberry. But Terry is banned from the Speaker's lobby and House floor because he's a registered lobbyist.
In the juice this morning, we've got a spotting of Israel Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu dining at Hotspot Fiola Mare Wednesday night after leaving meetings at the Capitol. Penny Pritzker is returning as chairman of her investment firm, PSB Capital, based in Chicago. She will also continue to speak out on policy issues.
The Senate is scheduled to vote on Trump's EPA pick Scott Pruitt and OMB Director Mick Mulvaney. Subscribe to Playbook at politico.com/playbook.